Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man, suspicious character.
And
welcome once again to Football Daft, the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I'm Stephen Purden, and let's welcome... No, I'm not Stephen Purden, I'm producer John. How you doing? We're back on Zoom because of COVID, and Stephen has called a last-minute substitution because he's away filming River City. But we've got the rest of the team here. So first of all, let's welcome a man fresh off the filming of the new series of Scott Squad. We don't even know if we're allowed to say that. He's back as Tam Spraggins. It's Christopher fucking Toll.
Hello there. I don't actually know if we're allowed to say that. So.
It's fine.
It's fine. Grade has got clout.
Aye, but what if they don't use it and then I look like a fucking idiot?
They will use it. Right, it was okay. Brilliant. We were filming last week, John, and Toll again was a star.
Well, were you guys doing a scene together again? Because the last one we saw, Chris was planting stuff in a pothole.
This had to do with nature as well, funnily enough, John.
You were at Ibrox on Saturday, and we discussed this in Rangers Daft, just in case you missed that. You were making small talk with none other than Rangers legend Brian Loudrop at halftime.
The only reason why I was making small talk with him, too, I was telling him, was because he sat right behind me, right? And I thought, see, at halftime, all the crowd are going to turn around and start taking pictures of Brian Loudrop walking for his seat, came back to where we were.
Aye.
I thought, it's a perfect time to create small talk with Brian Loudrop because they're going to start taking photos. And so they were stood up and I'm going,
I wasn't there and I know why you hang me, you done that.
Right.
That's so that people would get photos of you talking to Brian Loudrop.
That's exactly it.
I went, bring back memories, does this? And he's going, yes. And I'm going, yes.
Was it fucking Paul Bearer you were standing next to?
It's like Paul Bearer. That's a fucking exclusive to football.
I love playing for the Rangers.
Rangers.
He goes, hey, it's a great atmosphere as well. And I went, yes, it puts goosebumps onto you, doesn't it?
Can't believe Brian Lloyd looks for the south of fucking Georgia or something like that. Hell yeah, it puts the fucking goosebumps on your arm, doesn't it?
He'll get murder. So I got my picture with Loudrop and all that. It was brilliant, man. He was great. His stall looks fantastic, man. He looks beautiful.
He's a handsome man.
Beautiful, man.
Tell you what. Still no Scott Sinclair.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, Jesus, here we go. Well, I'd not open the can of worms in that debate again. Right, okay. So you can hear Rangers Daft on the channel right now. And if you do hear that, we're still praying for Fletch. If you don't know, I didn't hear this story. Grado's mate.
Fletch.
Fletch paid £312 for a round on Saturday.
£312 for a round of
drinks. You heard the Bristol.
There's been an update on the story. If you did hear Rangers of Daft, we were saying pray for Fletch. He's been lumped with a £312 round. And now it turns out that Grado's picking up half the bill.
Ah, you're a fucking doughball, man. By the way, you're out with a load of footballers. You do need to keep up appearances. I understand that, but £312 for a fucking round of drinks?
Right, Toll, here's the crack. It turns up, there's bottles of Grey Goose and Red Bull and everything, right? But of course, I'm like that. Obviously, you feel a wee bit kind of, right, who's wanting a shot? Do you know what I mean? I need to put my horn in my pocket. But we're filming Rangers Daft on Monday and Fletch fucking texts, oh my God, man, I've just checked my bill for Saturday night, man. I've got a £312 bill. I'm like, what the fuck? How'd you spend £312? I goes, you've obviously paid for that vodka and all that. And he went, I know, man. I'm fucking, what'll I do? I was like, well, what'd you do that for? And then he's going, oh, I'm fucking raging at myself. And then he's giving it. Why did he let me pay for it? Imagine letting Joe Bloggs paying for it, right? You know, it's gonna hang. I'm going, it doesn't work like that, right? So, but the thing is, I come on this podcast, right, and I was basically talking about it, right? But I got a wee bit of fear, right? Because John put up the Rangers Daft link and he was giving it. Rangers Daft, the results of the Rangers and Hearts this weekend, but more importantly, Grado's night out with Scott Arfield. I'm going, don't put that on the description, man. That looks like I'm pure. Do you know why I'm getting, it's a bit of a riddy, innit? So, especially when Scott listens to these podcasts, so I text him going, Scott, by the way, just let you know, it came up that Fletch won a £312 bill for Saturday night, and he's going, I was wondering about who paid that bill on Saturday night. I'm going, I will Fletch done it. He goes, no happening. He goes, what's his bank details, right? So I phones Fletch, I'm like, Fletch, what's your bank details, mate? He's going to pay you this money back. I'm going, but this is a bit of a redneck.
That's a redneck, man.
So I know it's like, by the way, see that round I offered to get you on Saturday night. I don't want to pay for it anymore. Do you know what I mean? That's what it's like. So I'm going, Fletch, I'm not giving you your bank details, man. And then I went, oh, do you mind me just offering me then? And he's like, I did that. Hung up the phone and I went, bastard. I goes, pay for Uber and everything on Saturday night. So this is cost me. For him.
So was there no reason? Was there no reason but that he's were out? Had Fletch not had a hard time yet or something like that recently?
Fletch has had a hard time. His mum died last week, so it was meant to be a good night out. But then it's like, as I said to him on the Friday, he goes, we'll give you a good night out. And then obviously when he read his bill on the Monday, he went, aye, you're fucking right, he's gave me a good night out, £312.
Fuck me.
Going fucking and my brother's gone like, Nathan Evans has got half of the way going, bring it two dafties out every weekend.
Brilliant. So
he's been out to get himself over his ma passing away, and he's been lumped with a £300 bill. Can he trust the Rangers players? Fucking hell.
You're a good guy, Grado. Well done. Talking about Celtic Daft, Chris, you didn't get the chance to talk about the European game because you recorded it beforehand. What did you make out on Tuesday?
Mate, it was fucking 2-0 going on fucking 52-0.
You know, shite when they got the penalty, though? Or when you missed the penalty? No,
we were in control the full game. I think they had one chance in the first half. And other than that, it was shooting in, man. I hope the same team turns up and we go to play them away.
Yeah.
Because we should beat them comfortably. But I'm just, like I said before, man, I'm just enjoying watching Celtic, you know, win, lose or draw. It's refreshing.
Enjoyable football. Yeah.
It's good to watch, man.
So what else has been happening in Scottish football this week? Well, we've got to start off with the big story this week, Grado. Steve Bruce leaving Newcastle, and if you believe reports, Steven Gerrard is one of three names being lined up to replace him. So the question is, if he gets offered the Newcastle job, does he leave Rangers?
I think he would be mental to think that he wouldn't consider it.
Oh, he's got to consider it. I mean,
no, but does he leave? Does he leave? I'm not asking for consideration. I think he won't.
Like, can he do the two jobs at once?
No.
At the end of the day, this is the sort of job that comes up quite regularly now. See the jobs with the big name owners that are, if they don't, put it this way, see whoever gets this job, see if they don't get success pretty much instantly, they'll be out the door. So he needs to balance that.
That's the only, because I'm thinking, I'm trying to picture what this mob at Newcastle want, right? I kind of see the attraction of having Steven Gerrard because of his brand and his name for the club, right? I get that, but then what you said there, Tol, you're right. They've got to hit the ground running, and so I'm thinking, are they going to get somebody that's mega experienced to bring in first rather than taking a risk? Because it is a risk taking, Gerrard.
I don't know, but who do you go for, though?
Well, I mean,
I think the perfect move for Newcastle just now would be Gareth Southgate.
The other names that they're being considered, apparently, Unai Emery and Roberto Martinez.
Right, well, already both of the two have failed in English football.
Roberto Martinez didn't really fail.
Did he not get sacked at Everton? But
well,
have you been sacked for your job and do you consider that a success? Because I wouldn't.
Right, okay, Christopher. But no, he did a decent job at Everton. I mean, He did all right. He won the obviously the Cup of Wigan.
He got sacked though.
He's the Belgian. He's the Belgian international manager.
What's he won with them?
Not what, no.
Right, they're rated number one in the world, right?
Yeah.
And they've never won a tournament.
Yeah, that is true. The golden generation, yeah.
For me, I think Martinez is the wrong choice for Newcastle. Gerrard, I don't know, like you say, he's great, though, it's the brand recognition, but I think they need to go all in. I think they either go for Southgate, who's got the batting, you know, and knows the English game inside out, or they go for Joachim Löw, who is the Germany manager.
Another name that's been thrown about is Zidane as well.
Zidane? Aye, well, Zidane's track record speaks for itself as well, but does he come straight into English football and hit the ground running? That's the question, isn't it?
I mean, but for Steven Gerrard, if he's offered it, I mean, it's a big question. He's going to have a lot of money at his disposal and the opportunity. But as we discussed in Rangers Daft Radio, does he want to take that? Because, you know what I mean? If he has got a big checkbook, and Newcastle at the moment are going to take a couple of windows to get that squad turned around. They're in relegation trouble at the moment. Does he take that blot on his CV?
Maybe he'll just do it, hangry, as soon as, and sign for Newcastle and then buy all the Rangers players after them and give them loads of money.
David Walter done, because he was his assistant, and then Mick Beale stays. But then I think if Steven Gerrard's going to go to Newcastle, which hoping it doesn't, he's going to want to take everybody down there, isn't he? Because it's his fault. He's got would you call him? We've got Beale and Coulshaw.
Gary McAllister.
I could probably see McAllister staying to be the manager. I mean,
maybe.
Not Michael Beale.
That doesn't always work though, doesn't it? No?
I know, but I think Michael Beale and Steven Gerrard, I think that's the partnership, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? I think that's like your Alex Ferguson and Brian Kidd, that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we might finally get one, man.
Who are you going for, Brian Laudrup?
McInnes. Oh man, that sends fucking shivers up me.
Hey, also, imagine they went for McInnes.
That'd be brilliant. Talking of McInnes, let's talk about Stephen Glass. This week, been backed to the hilt pretty much by Dave Cormack, the Aberdeen chairman, who's accused critics of having an agenda.
I'll tell you what, fair play to that guy. I listened to that. Yeah, go right in, man. Fair play, sticking up for his club. Everybody was saying he was losing the plot, but
see this whole fucking. There seems to be a bit of a revolution against the printed press and the stuff like that. Now, I mean, you heard Ange's comments after the Ferencváros game. Do you know what I mean? Nobody's leaning back on their laurels and taking the piss after them anymore.
I saw Jurgen Klopp after getting interviewed. I don't know if you saw that after the Atletico Madrid game, and he went through the boy as well. Stephen Glass has put a bit of blame on the experienced players for underperforming. Now, for me, that shouts Scott Brown. I mean, that's you know, because when you say experienced players at Aberdeen, you immediately go, well, Scott Brown, don't you?
Andy
Considine. And Dermot Gallagher.
Gallagher, is that right?
No, Dermot Gallagher.
For fuck's sake, man, can't you believe that? Never heard of that news.
No, Gallagher, don't be asking for. He's kind of laying the blame, so it's not the young players, it's the experienced players who need to step up.
Well, what? He needs to then take them out of the team if they're not performing. He's a manager.
But can you take someone like Scott Brown out of your team? He's your assistant manager. Mm-hmm. And as an assistant coach, can you take him out of the team?
But then you need to take into account that Stephen Glass is the one that signed him as well.
That's
true. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, all blame lies at the manager's door. There's no way around it.
The old boy that runs Aberdeen had a good point, though, about, like, you know, this time last year, every Hearts fan wanted Neilson before they went to the SPFL. This time last year, every Hibs fan wanted rid of Jack Ross. So
right, you're right.
This time last year, every Celtic fan wanted or had a new winning. So it does kind of work both ways, you know.
It does. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks, because I think that'll be make or break. I mean, they've got the Rangers game on the horizon as well, so that could be the make or break game for Stephen Glass. Because is it a Petrodri grade or is it Ibrox?
What are you talking about? The Rangers and Aberdeen game? No, it's at Ibrox.
Is it Ibrox, right? Okay.
That's an easy 3 points for Rangers then.
Well, there you go. Exactly. And what do you make of this, boys? FIFA President Gianni Infantino to explore the fact This is really bizarre. There's been the chat that Arsene Wenger was talking about the new World Cup happening every 2 years. Now, he's come out this week after a meeting with UEFA saying he's looking at the same teams can't play in consecutive World Cups. So that would mean there'd be almost two World Cups, like two faction of football teams happening. What the hell is going on? And would this mean that Scotland have a better chance of qualifying? That's what I want to know.
See, if you're moving it to every 2 years, they need to then rearrange the African Cup of Nations, the European tournaments and all that. If just fucking stick them all in a bowl, fucking draw teams out, have a big mental World Cup throughout the whole season where you play fucking teams like the Zambia and all that, and Scotland versus fucking Kilimanjaro. Do you know what I mean? Get that on the go. I'll get some buzz, you know what I mean?
Why did they always want to fuck with things?
I know.
That's a good question, Grado.
Not really. It's
money, isn't it? It's sponsorship. I mean, that's FIFA obviously want it to happen every couple of years for sponsorship and just getting money in. I mean, it's all business at the end of the day. And I know there was, like, UEFA have kicked back a bit, and I think there was chat about a lot of our teams might leave FIFA, and it's all kicking off.
It's just like the
World Super League.
World Super League, there you are.
It's always we making more money in it. It's like fucking even when you watch the telly in it and like Bake Off, they can't just have a Bake Off. There's always got to be Celebrity Bake Off. You know what I mean? It's always got to be the weakest link. Once I've heard that out, it's the weakest link, and then it's like the weakest link is kind of special.
Yeah.
Aye, it's like just be a lane, man.
That's the best titled one, those pointless celebrities, which I love, because every celebrity that's on there is pointless. I love that. But I love the fact you've just compared the World Cup to Celebrity Bake Off, Grado. It's a very good analogy.
It's not often you're right, Grado, but you're fucking on the money there, man.
Spot on.
Money grabbing basses.
Right, now for the Daft Boys.
We need to tell a story. Remember, so we're coming out for filming. We're coming out for our lunch, right? And these two women are standing, right, and they're saying, can we get a photo with you, Grado? We've been waiting here an hour and a half for you. We've seen you get in, you've been in for your lunch. And he's like, of course, no problem. So I'm like, I told you, jump in as well. So we've got these photos with these women, right? So we're walking along the corridor to go out, and they're walking beside us, and they says, where's the other wee guy that does your football podcast? Chelsea Bob, what's his name again? I says, oh, Stephen Purden. He says, aye, where is he? Grado says, oh, he's not here. Don't pay him enough for this. He's a money-grabbing bastard.
Listen, he's not on this podcast today. He's taking the Good River City money and fucked off. So I'm just saying.
Nah, by the way, I think we all know that the reason that he's not here is because he's fear to you and Cameron today.
Oh, after last week, yeah. I think he's shat it, hasn't he? He's shat it. So Stephen can't be here today, unfortunately. But we'll do the daft now. We've done the football, boys. Would you like to talk about the man who found a full potato bag in his kettle chips? The Facebook group dedicated to the amount of chips you get at Wetherspoons? Or would you like to talk about the man who lived with a mobile phone in his stomach for half a year?
Nathan, I'm fed up. This is the kind of stuff I need to talk about for 4 hours every morning.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Right, hold on a minute. Right, let's just stop this right now. For years and years on this podcast, guys, we don't want to talk about football. Can we just talk about like stuff? And now we've actually created a feature specifically for you, Grado, for you to choose one of these great stories, these daft stories. And now you're saying, I don't even want to talk about stuff like this. What the fuck? Right, we're going to talk about it. You choose. Is this for you?
You pick. You're getting cheeky.
Right, Chris, you pick then.
Hey, let's talk about the man who lived with a mobile phone.
That's okay. Right, sorry, Chips.
Right, okay. The man who lived with a mobile phone in his stomach for half a year, he complained about abdominal pains. I can't say that word.
Abdominal.
And thank you, Chris. And he found that he had a mobile phone lodged inside his stomach. So basically, he went to this hospital in Egypt. Doctors treated him for like intestinal, and say that word for me again, Chris.
Abdominal.
Infections. And so basically, they were like, what the hell is going on? And then they go in and they find out he'd swallowed a mobile phone. So basically, he confessed up.
Wait a minute. No, the
story continues, Chris. The story continues. He'd been too embarrassed. He swallowed a mobile phone and he'd been too embarrassed to admit himself to hospital, he said he'd swallowed a mobile phone and think it would just pass naturally. So half a year goes on, he starts having pains, and then they go in and they find a mobile phone. Now, it was I've seen the picture of this mobile phone. It was like a Nokia 3310. The question I've got is, how the fuck did he swallow a phone whole?
Never mind that. Imagine it came out sideways.
Oh, fuck, aye, Jesus.
What's, have you ever eaten by accident and this ever had to be taken out?
No, but I remember my ma used to tell me that if I ate the apple seeds, an apple would grow in my belly.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah, aye, I got that chat.
I used to, because I'm always picking my nose, it was always if you stick your fingers up your nose will cave in.
My granny used to tell me if I pressed my belly button, my arse would fall off.
But I mean, what's strange things? Have you ever put some like? Do you hear Lego? Like, mummy boy put Lego up his nose. We had to go there.
Blue tack.
Alice, blue tack. Where'd you put it?
Up my nose. Snorted blue tack when I was about 8 or 9 year old. By accident. Aye. And I had to go.
You snorted it by accident. How did you snort blue tack by accident?
It wasn't blue tack. It was white tack, and it got mixed up.
I had to go to the doctors and get it.
You didn't do that by accident, Grado.
No, I did. I don't know. I totally don't know why I remember that. It was in my granny's kitchen. I can't remember. Because I'm like my weirdo with my nose and all that, and remember, fucking daft shite and stuffing things and all that.
Primary one, some boy, Alistair, stuck a crayon in his ear, and he had to go to the hospital to get the crayon in his ear.
Fuck me, man. Hell. I don't know. I must have been quite a sensible man, because I never ever done anything like that.
No,
I did do, but I remember when we were wee guys, we were playing, like, me and my wee cousin Ryan were playing, we used to call it, when we were wee boys, we used to call it Drug Squad, right? And we would, like, go searching for drugs like policemen, right? And we had the wee space flying saucers?
Aye.
Right, and we emptied all the sherbet out of the flying saucers, and I snorted that once and never again, man. I thought I was having a fucking brain aneurysm.
What age were you when you were playing this game, Chris?
I think we were Ryan's only a couple of years younger than me, so I'd have been about 10 and he'd have been about 8 or something.
Pretend that you were doing cocaine.
Mate, honest to God, man, we were fucking...
There's Cole Bridge for you. Do you know what, my mate did this, right? Like, so he was in, we're in a nightclub, and he's got, like, he's put this white powder out on the fucking bar, right? And he's chopped it up. And the bouncer's standing right next to him going, what the fuck is this boy doing, brazen as fuck? Chopping up this fucking white powder on the fucking bar. Snorts it. The bouncer's like, what the fuck? Grabs him. And he goes, ha-ha, Shepard did that, mate. Still got fucking helped out, man.
I had a plug of it for that at all, man.
See that hanger you're talking about, Shepard? That reminds me of me and my mate Jamie. We used to go about, right, when we were about 8 or 9 year old, he had a magnifying glass. And we'd go about, right, and see, pick up fagged outs in the ground and shine the sun through the magnifying glass onto the fagged outs and walk about and smoke. Fagged outs you picked up after the ground, man.
And there's Stevenson for you, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to talk about any of that sort of stuff, maybe you can want to talk about the strangest thing you've swallowed. Who knows? Jump on the open line. We'll be playing for pies in the player profile playoff on the big question. It's all about the strangest moments in Scottish football. We'll be revealing last week's swankiest moment. What part of Scott McTominay's body scored the goal with Eldorado tonic wine later? And you'll get to vote on a new one. And Grado has another three riddles for us, Grado.
Yes, I've got three with me today.
Fantastic. Because I'll tell you what, that was hard work last week.
I heard them, Chris. They were good. And I'm so happy you didn't go further ahead of me. And on teammates, it's the journeyman of Scottish football himself. It's Daryl Duffy.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Right, it's now time to speak to Nicole for G4 Claims. I know that G4 Claims have been busy this week. They've been dealing with a lot of business. A couple of listeners to the podcast let us know. I'm not allowed to say any of their names, but they've got in touch to say Nicole and her team at G4 Claims have been really helpful these last couple of days. Dealing with his issue. They've also been included in FIFA for some reason. You know, FIFA, G4 Claims can be seen if you play at Fir Park. Is that right? Anyway, I'm going to give it to Nicole. Nicole's going to explain everything.
Hi, guys. So, yes, we are dealing with a few of our customers, our regular podcast listeners. They've been in touch Thank you so, so much for listening to me every week. Sometimes I feel like I'm boring everybody with the same spiel, but everybody is clearly listening because we've had some lovely listeners phoning in, so thank you so much for that. We have, yes, we're in FIFA, and I do know why it is, because we're in the back of the Motherwell shirt. Come on, Motherwell.
Oh, that's why, it's because they're on the shirt, right? I get it.
Yes, we're on the back of Motherwell shirt sponsor, so we are now in FIFA, which is amazing. We've also been nominated for service Best Customer Service Award for the Lanarkshire Business Awards, which we won 2 weeks ago, and now we're in the finals for Scotland. So you can vote for us. I'll let John give you the details for that. John, go ahead.
If you want to vote for G4 Claims, then text G4 Claims Motherwell Lanarkshire to 07520-634-133. They need to get a catchier number than that, Nicole, but... do that now. Text G4 Claims. Vote for Nicole and the team. G4 Claims, Motherwell, Warwickshire to 07520-634-133 and make them the best company in Scotland.
Woohoo!
What a promo, John.
Thank you so much. That would be amazing for anybody that votes. But obviously, as every week I tell you, it's a non-fault accident management company. Do not claim your own insurance. Someone actually phoned us the other day to say that they've been in an accident. It was a couple of weeks ago. Their insurance had sorted out the car and everything like that. They hadn't took time off their work, but they were injured. Can they still claim? Yes, you can. You can claim up to 3 years after an accident. 3 years after an accident. If you've had an accident and you didn't claim at the time and you have suffered from that accident, you are entitled to your compensation. Phone us. Ask us the question. It's free. The services are free. Phone and ask me any question. It's not too silly. Happy to help. So phone is on 01698-767-172. We're on all social media platforms. We love our social media. So please feel free, if you're not comfortable phoning, send us a message. You can slide into my DMs. No problem, guys.
And by the way, I'll tell you this now, I wouldn't say that.
But they can, if it's about claims. By the way, We've had some weird DMs.
Tell us one.
We're absolutely used to some of these DMs. I'll give you a funny one, actually. We had a DM last week where the guy asked us if, I hope you don't mind me asking now, normally when somebody says that, there's something weird coming. So you're prepping yourself for weirdness, and it followed by, you brand absolutely everything. Do you have G4 thongs?
Oh my God. I apologise on behalf of our listeners.
But you'll know who he is. I just replied saying, have you been involved in an accident? So anyway, G4 claims, not involved claims.
Amazing.
Once again, it's time for the Football Daft Open Line. The open line, of course, where anything goes. What do you make of the 3:30 kick-off on Tuesday afternoon for Celtic? How good a job is Tam Courts doing at Dundee United, by the way? I had them down for going, him being first out, and he's done a fantastic job there. Or maybe you want to talk about what you're dressing up for as Halloween. Chris, what are you going as?
Orko from Masters of the Universe.
Brilliant. Gredo, you must have a costume sorted out, are you?
I don't, but if I was gone out this year, I would want to dress up as one of something for Squid Games.
Do you get a few people dressed up as Gredo at Halloween?
I did. About 5-6 years ago, there was about 20 folk that messaged me and I put it on a collage. But do you know what's funny you say that? I need to go to Fingley. I need to drop off my gear to St. Martin's training ground. Jamie Langfield's going to dress up as me at Halloween.
Hold on, Jamie Langfield's dressed up as me.
I keep no texting him back.
Right, brilliant.
Text him right now. Text
Jamie right now. We want to see a picture of Jamie Langfield dressed.
Jamie, we're just doing this podcast, and then I remember that you've asked me to come in. Mate, I'll come in tomorrow if you want. If he's training tomorrow, I'll drop that stuff off. I've totally forgot about it.
You can't go in tomorrow. You've got a sofa getting delivered.
So there you go, look out for Jamie Langfield chapping your door dressed as Gredo this year on Halloween. We don't talk much football in this. You can talk about anything you want to do in the open line. We've got our football experts here, obviously. Let's welcome, first of all, to the open line today, Scotty Kirkwood. How are you doing, Scotty?
All right, mate, I'm good. How are you?
It looks as if you're at your work just now. You've got a suit, you've got the red tie going on here. It looks like there's stuff going on in the back.
Looks like you're standing for local council.
There's no Labour leader in there.
Chris,
okay, Matt, I've got these wee bad boys to put on just in case the manager walks by. Wait a minute. There you go. Make it look like I'm doing something. Get my wee.
Oh, he's got a headset. Superb. Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon.
I need to call us out. I think Scott looks a wee bit like Big Ange. Like a younger version of Big Ange.
There you go. If you want to see that, check out the video version on Patreon so you can check it.
I'm about the same weight
as him, to be fair.
Is your question a glass half full question or a glass half empty question?
Mate,
g'day.
There's shrimp on the barbie.
Scotty, what do you want to say? Talk about?
Oh, no football. I'm fucking sitting moaning about Rangers. In fact, just when you were talking about Jamie Langfield about Halloween, I listened to your podcast, Chris, about the film one. It's good. So, what's your favourite go-to Halloween film?
Nightmare on Elm Street, mate. End of story. Write a line underneath it. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's a good one, to be fair. I watched Halloween with my missus for the first time last night. That does not hold up.
I watched the new one last night, and it's fucking garbage.
Is it really?
Oh, is it?
Aye, it's garbage. But if you want to hear the full review, please listen to the Great Scots in my club podcast.
Well done, mate.
Again, well done, Chris.
I'd say if I had to watch a Halloween... Is Candyman a Halloween film?
Aye.
Right. Candyman was, that freaked me out for years because, I mean, I stayed at my grand's every weekend for years and years and years, and I was in the same bed as her and all that, right? And we stuck on Candyman one night and fucking, it was brutal. And she fell asleep, right? And I was, oh, now the way you get scared when they fall asleep and all that. But she started doing all that. Ken Nightmare's going,
no.
Ken, all that, and I'm going, Gran, you need to wake up, man. That's fucking scared me, Candyman. Hey,
she's running the piss at you, mate. She wasn't.
She wasn't, because she'd done it every other weekend. She'd go,
I hate horror films. I don't know why.
Yeah,
what is the sensation of being scared is not a pleasant sensation, is it?
It is.
Why would you put yourself through it? It's no.
It is, man.
Where was I telling fruit? Where was I telling folk that, see, when I get a fright, it makes me fall asleep?
Yes.
I say that on this podcast.
We're talking about this on Wrestling Daft Grado.
If I need to go to sleep, I give myself a fright and I fall asleep.
You're like one of the fucking mad goats. If you jump out and it curves,
that's right.
It just topples over.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah, he gets a fright and that's him asleep.
Because that's why I could get to sleep, because in the fire brigade, because we used to get a wee sleep.
I'm in fire, oh Jesus.
I used to work with a guy and we used to sleep on the flare of the locker room. Right? Me and this guy, he was in his 60s, but he died. Right? He died. But then I still had to go down there every night, and I'd pure go, oh no, man, I can feel Brian. I know he's in this room. He's fucking come to scare me. And if I heard any wee noise or like something dropping, I'd go, fuck, that's Brian, and fall asleep and wouldn't remember any of it. I'd just get a fright and fall asleep.
That must be a condition.
It must be. But that's not the end of the story, Grio. Tell them what happened to Brian at Brian's locker.
Oh no.
So this was about when I first started, and I'd say about 8 or 9 years later, his locker never got his locker never get empty. His locker never get emptied, man. One night I was freezing, I never had my fire brigade jumper, so I went into his locker and stuck on his jumper. And I wore it for ages. I just
literally wearing a dead man's clothes. It's absolutely magnificent for you. Honestly,
the fuck is stuck on his jumper like, where'd you get that? That's an old jumper. I was like, for it.
that's a horror movie in itself, isn't it?
The back of the jumper had Brian number 10 on the back of it. He's call sign.
Well, man, I hope neither for Fire Brigade hears this, man, because that's dodgy.
There you go. So anyway,
it's not really, mate. You're just fucking recycling.
I was just wearing his jumper.
Exactly.
Like, I think it was cozy.
If you were that cool, you could have set fire to it.
Oh, I'm asleep.
Keep all the cunts in a job.
So there you go, Scott. I hope that's... You want to make a point about football? Or you just want to move on?
Nah, fuck all, mate. As long as we got a result tonight.
Well, well, wait a minute. What's your favourite Halloween movie?
Actually, I always go to, what's the one? Oh my God, can't remember the name of it.
Scream?
Jack Nicholson. No, Shining. Jack Nicholson. The Shining.
The Shining.
But the one that shit scared me is, you ever watched The Strangers? Fuck that. No. Watch that once, never watch it again.
That's too close to real life for me, that one.
Is that Netflix?
I said your heat coming up at your door. I didn't care. I've watched it when I was 16. I'll never watch it again.
What's the one with the wee lassie and you find out at the end she's actually an old woman?
The others.
Something like that.
Anyway, oh, no, good. You're talking about the one that's the wee lassie and the adopter, but she's actually an old woman and she's a mad murderer.
Dolphin, that's it. Dolphin. That's good. That's a watch that in the fire brigade.
Tell you what, my favourite horror film is at the moment. Watching Falkirk on a Saturday, I tell you.
Anyway, keep listening to Football Daft for high quality entertaining comedy like that.
Football Daft's big question.
Now, boys, I'm not too sure if you've seen it this weekend, but Glenn Torren keeper Aaron McCary, did you see this? He went and basically punched his own defender and got sent off. The defender messed up and he scored in the last minute. So this goalkeeper rushed out and punched his own defender and got sent off. So we thought...
Did he get the sack? Do we know what was updated for it?
No, the manager afterwards came out and said, everyone's fine now, everyone's fine. Is it? I don't know if it is or not, but it's a very strange thing to see on a football pitch. So I thought on the big question this week, we'd ask, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen in Scottish football? Chris Toll.
Do you remember a few years ago, Kilmarnock were playing at home and the linesman whited all over the fucking side of the pitch.
Mate. That's right, that's right.
Craig Thompson sent him off, mind.
That's right, I remember that. I remember that. Yep, Craig Thompson sending off his own linesman.
Wait, no red card.
I gave him a red card for spewing all over the side of the pitch.
You're joking.
Jokingly.
Oh, did he?
Aye, and then...
That's funny.
And it was Jordan Jones, actually, that was taking the corner and the linesman whited everywhere and Jordan Jones is like... Oh, ran away, but Craig Thompson comes over and shows him the red card. It was funny.
I'm just loading it right now.
Grado, have you got one?
I'm struggling to think of one, man. The first thing that popped into my head, it's no Scottish football, but I just remember when I was a wee boy, it was when DeCanio pushed that referee. The only thing I remember it was because remember the dive he took, man?
Aye.
It was like he hobbled back 3 or 4 steps, then fell on his arse, didn't he?
Yep.
Do you think he meant to fall?
I think he's tripped over his own feet, but the best part about all of that was when DeCanio gets sent off and he's walking off the pitch and
Nigel Havers or something like that.
Nigel Winterburn, it was. He's gaining all that. DeCanio turns around and threatens to punch him in the head. Watch it back. Put it on the round. Watch it back. You'll know what I'm talking
about. It's no Nigel Winterburn because he played with Arsenal.
Yes, that was.
It was Sheffield Wednesday. It was definitely Winterburn.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought we're still trying to come up with the referee's name here.
All right. No, it was Arsenal that he done it against. It was Arsenal he was playing against when he done it.
And it was
when Winterburn's walking off, he's getting the Canio, he's getting him at stinking behind his back, pure pointing the finger and all that. And the next thing, the Canio turns around and threatens to punch him, and he pure cowers away. That's right.
Brilliant. I've got to say, a very strange thing I remember instant was it, I don't know if he was playing for St. Mirren or Hamilton at the time, but Jose Cuitongo, one of our favourite interviews on this show, went off and had a shite during the match and then came back on.
Did Jose not once, he could do this thing with his mouth where he could copy the referee's whistle?
No, I've not heard this story.
And he done it during the game and everybody stopped and he was just kind of thing, do you know what I mean?
Some boy, Jose Cuitongo. We need to get Jose back on because he's always got a great story to tell.
Still say, if he could pass a ball, he'd be one of the best players to ever play in Scotland.
If he could kick a ball, he would be a high.
see that thing with a whistle? I know what I do remember going to Ibrox in the 90s and somebody in the Broomland stand had a whistle and the game got stopped and all that and the guy came on the tunnel. I don't know if it was Bowie at the time. Was he doing it then, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Aye, and it was all, would the person in the Brimlin front please get rid of their whistle? Please, would the person in the Brimlin front get rid of their whistle? And, like, I don't know if the police managed to get the whistle off them, but it did stop the game.
Do you remember they went through a wee phase of taking laser pointers to the games?
Oh, yeah.
I remember
that.
Mind?
That, remember that, that? Remember laser pens, man? Fucking, it used to like affect. Remember that when the wrestling and all, you'd watch Ron's folk had laser pens. Why could you only get them in Spain? It was always bring about a laser pen. Bring about a laser pen.
Bring us back a laser pen and a fucking slingshot.
Aye.
You used to get slingshots and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And dodgy videos like Jurassic Park on VHS and all that from the dodgy video.
I remember my mum and dad went away to Portugal and my mum come back and she's like, oh, by the way, I've got you something that's not even released yet. I was like, what is it? She knew I loved horror movies. And she's like, Scream 5. I was like, Scream 5? Fucking hell, I didn't even know it'd been made. Right, so she gives me it. I go into my room, I put the video in the video machine. It was a fucking homemade thing. Some guy had made, and they were punting it in Portugal for a tenner a whip.
This might sound a wee bit, and this is getting nothing to do with anything, but I remember the first ever Scottish wrestling show I went to. Like, no, obviously, I went to tribute shows, but it was SCW, and I remember there was a guy selling tapes there, and he was selling Over the Edge 99. Now, obviously, I'm a wee boy at the time, and I was like, I want to see that. I want to see the footage of what happened. And I bought it and I took it home and I loaded it on and it was fucking Lord of the Rings.
I watched that live at Over the Edge.
Mental.
Good chat, boys. Good chat. What's the strangest thing you've seen in Scottish football, though? Not Over the Edge and Lord of the Rings. What are the punters saying, boys?
Right, punters. Right, well, Ricky says the linesman's flag going up for that George Cadet goal in 97. Jesus, man, that's still affecting folk.
Mate, that's like fucking Vietnam for us. Ian says Graham Murray's headstand.
That's funny. Dylan says when Pedro Cucina named the start in 11, more than 24 hours before kickoff.
I remember that. It was all about a doughball, man.
Doughball.
Ryan says the dog barks and the caravan keeps moving, or whatever bollocks Cucina said.
See with that one, that's a bit like,
Eric, what can I say?
It's a bit like this, right? Squid Games, right?
Where are you going with this, Grado?
Squid Games.
I don't know if I'm fucking interested.
I'm in.
Red light, green light is no what the Korean translation is, right? This is just basically a misunderstanding of phrases. That's obviously a phrase that's used somewhere else that's translated, and it's used in a different country, in a different culture. The caravan keeps barking and the dog walks on, or whatever the fuck it is, right?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. So it's just because it was him that said it, it's a dafty, it's let's pick holes.
As well. Probably a phrase that's used don't translate else. Over, like, because my wife was brought up in Holland and she says, now the monkey comes out the sleeve. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
Do you know, Bill Murray made a movie about it. So he did. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson. It's good. Look it up. Right, anyway. So Alex says, guys are getting booked for booking the ref.
Aye. Was that again? Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry. The next one here, that was certainly a one for the ages. Rhino says Dundee's email.
Well, it's the strangest thing that you've seen in Scottish football. Nobody seen that email, did they? Darren says the ghost goal at Firhill a few years ago. Doolan's shot clearly hits the net. The referee gives a throw-in. And that's happened at Firhill twice.
That's coming up. Someone else has said that one, Chris. No, you're talking about, I know what instant you're talking about. It comes up in a minute.
That's why they don't have stanchions on goals anymore in Scotland.
You see, that's
crazy. That was the Les Mottram incident. So basically, John comes in with the Thistle defender, hits the goal. It comes back out off the stanchion. The Thistle defender picks up the ball and gives it to the goalie. Then is it a goal? No, a penalty? No, because he's picked up. No, it was just like wave play
a
on.
By kick? Was it not a by kick he gave or something like that?
No, just play on.
Just play on.
The guy picks the ball up, Grado, and hands it to the referee.
But did Mottram have a referee again after that?
I think it was Mottram's last season, was it? No, but I think it was like his last season because I know that I'm pretty sure he refereed the Raith Rovers versus Celtic Cup final.
I think he did. He did.
And I think that was the same year. Don't quote me on it. But James says Halliday starting a riot against Morton. What happened there?
Oh, was that no? Did he not get a second yellow for
Aye, inciting the crowd, aye.
He scored a goal and he got a second yellow. Is that not? I could be wrong.
It was put down to like, oh, he was sent off for inciting the crowd or something like that.
Aye. That was a bit bizarre, wasn't it? We've got Dougie says Albert Craig chasing Gareth Evans down the tunnel at Rockville.
Yep, I was there for that.
That's John's favourite story.
I know, I love that story. I think we've talked about red cards and hard men in football and Albert Craig chasing Gareth Evans down the tunnel at Brockwell. Brilliant.
Imagine walking down the tunnel but turning round and seeing Albert Craig chasing.
Fuck that! Run faster!
John says...
That's
what I'm done. Right, Neil says, Gavin Gunning grabbing the ball and walking off. That was daft, wasn't it? Remember, he just picked the ball up, walked off the pitch when he was playing for Dundee United.
I don't remember that.
Do you not remember that, no?
That was about 4 years ago, wasn't it?
Aye, he got sent off because it was like he got booked for handball and he got sent off and he just picked the ball up and...
I'm going home.
Off the pitch. Aye, fuck this, man.
Steve Austin. Got his ball, went home.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
The champions of below the waist grooming are here to save your balls. You heard that right. Manscaped, the best of the best, and the world champions of men's grooming are here so you stay clean and take care of yourself where it matters most. Manscaped, I'll tell you this, are trusted by over 2 million men worldwide, including us three on the show right now. Join the movement for all of your below-the-waist grooming needs with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. Get yourself 20% off and free shipping with your order. Manscaped is soft hardware that we use as free boys. We use it. We use the Lawnmower 4.0. We use the lotions. And I'm going to tell you a wee bit more about it. Have you been using it this week, Chris?
I have, yes. On my arse.
You told me last week on your arse. I don't know if you're meditating about me.
Listen, see once you start down there, it's one continuous lawn anyway, isn't it? So,
it's the same garden, isn't it?
Aye.
Do you do the grundle as well, Chris, with the lawnmower? Do you go like... Do the top, do the boss at into the grundle up the arse.
How can you reach up there, Tull?
Are you talking about your gooch?
Your gooch, aye.
I've never heard it called a grundle before.
Never heard it called a grundle?
No.
Maybe, this could be like, you know how you get in radio phones, like, what do you call the outside of the bread, you know? Do you call it the outside or do you call it the end or whatever? This could be our new one for Football Daft. What do you call the bit between your balls and your arsehole?
It's also another word for it is taint. A lot of Yanks use your taint, don't they? Aye.
Taint.
The other American boys would say taint. Let me sniff your taint. I've just got pure imaginations down my head. A Tull sitting on a chair and sticking his legs up behind his ears.
I'll tell you what, by the way, I've got a method. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but see, they could make a sitcom out of it.
It'd be great footage, wouldn't it? I'd love to see you doing that. That'd be great. Should put that on Hug Me Telly.
as long as it's not longer than a minute.
And you know what I always like to say about Manscaped, Tull? It's the real deal. It really is. Everybody knows it's the ultimate grooming package for a champion. And included is the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. It's called the Lawnmower 4.0. We like to talk about it. We've got the Weed Whacker. I've got the Weed Whacker in the downstairs toilet. That's where I trim.
I've got them both here. I've got the Lawnmower 4.0 and the Weed Whacker in my hands right now.
John has it in his hands.
Don't be getting your legs up over your head.
There's the Weed Whacker there. You can hear that precision right there if you hear the vibrations. There
listen
you
to that
go.
Position.
Listen to that. There we go. Should do a live demonstration, maybe.
There you go. And there you go. He is now modelling the redesigned electric trimmer. It's simply the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Perfect for the proper footballer all over the globe. It's fourth generation and it includes a cutting edge ceramic blade. It reduces grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0, it has 7,000 RPM motor included, a new multifunction on-off switch, and it can engage a travel lock. And I'll tell you what, it's even waterproof. Also comes with the weed whacker John was displaying there, giving you a little sneak peek to what the weed whacker looks like. It's a nose and hair trimmer, which is waterproof as well. And it has a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. And it provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps you prevent the nicks, the snags, and the tugs, and those delicate holes. And you can't forget about the liquid formations to keep your balls feeling the best from kick-off to the final whistle. Use the Crop Preserver to feel fresh, and the Crop Reviver to give your balls a boost at half-time. This package is head-to-toe, top class, and an easy choice for the best footballers in Europe. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DAFT at manscaped.com. Get the perfect package for your package and be a champion. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code manscaped.com DAFT. It's 20% off. It's free shipping. Shoot for glory this year with the best tools for the job from Manscaped.
Football DAFT with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
The player profile playoff is back with piesports.com. Remember, you can get pies if you're watching the games in the on the telly at the weekend. Get the pies in through piesports.com. All the fans' favourites up there: scotch, steak and gravy, macaroni, chicken chorizo, curry pies. They've got the full shebang up on their website. Choose your formation, pick your pies, and get them delivered to your door. Or give them a call if you're not online, 01417399999. They will deliver to a variety of postcodes across Scotland free of charge. If you make the order on a Friday, you'll get them there for a Saturday as well to enjoy the football with. Every week on Football Data, we love to give away pies, and this week is no exception as we welcome David Duffy to the show. How you doing, David?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
Oh, good. You're a Celtic supporter, which makes a great change on this podcast.
Yeah, I thought I'd face things up. You know?
I've had to be revived.
It's good to have a wee change in it. I don't think it's as bad as what you make it used to about how it's just Rangers fans.
Listen, I've done my maths just going by this wanky moment of the week.
Our
listenership is about 89%, 90% Rangers fans.
I don't know. I don't think it's that.
Well, this is interesting to hear, David. Then, what do you think the reason is for that, David?
Used to mugs.
It's no.
It's two of the punters are Rangers supporters, to be honest with you. So
that's it. That's what happened.
We're no punters. I'm kidding.
David, what do you make of the European game there at the week?
I mean, half three on a Tuesday was different. I did manage to squeeze a wee half day in at work, which was...
Did you get to the game or just watch on the telly?
No, I got to the game, I took
half. Brilliant. Brilliant.
So what was the deal with that? I heard it was because it wasn't because of the telly, but it was that COP26 game.
Aye, it was COP26.
Aye. So how come Rangers can play on Thursday then?
Oh, I don't know how it worked out, Chris, but there was a reason behind it.
Was it all something to do with... I heard it was something to do with the amount of police that they need for at night.
I think it's because Rangers are at home this week as well, aren't they?
Aye.
I think it's because Rangers were at home and Celtic were at home. And if they had that much... there's no way that they could have split.
It wasn't that, Chris.
If you're driving through Glasgow today, you'll notice that there was loads of police practicing taking like motors, like then they kind of cavalcade carry on. Like there was like 4 or 5 police motors.
Glenn Michael.
What?
Nah, you're too young for that one, I think.
Glenn Michael's cavalcade. He came to the school.
Aladdin, did Glenn Michael come to your school?
Do you know he's still kicking a ball? That guy's still
alive. I know
he
is. Yes. And do you know that was probably one of the most embarrassing days of my life, right? Because
your beauty.
Here we go.
No. It's just because I played. So you know how there was always somebody in your class that was just the lowest in the class and always dead bad behaved and lit. Ken was getting threatened to like get held back a year and all this, and like, well, we were told that there were bad news and all this kind of carry on, right? This was only Premier 4, Premier 5. That's our lassie in my class. And Glenn Michael got me and the lassie that I'm talking about on the stage, and we each had a balloon, right? A balloon and a cup. And Glenn Michael, right, when I blow my whistle, I want you to get that balloon in the cup, right? So he blows the whistle, and I'm like, what the fuck? Who did I get this balloon in this cup? And the lassie I'm talking about put the balloon in the ground, stamped it, and put it in the cup, and it blew my mind. And I was like, what? How did I not fucking think of that? How did she think of that? I was mortified.
She was the idiot that was getting held back.
Aye. And fucking she beat me at that.
Fucking outsmarted by a fucking remedial student. Brilliant.
Brilliant. David, get back to football. What was the atmosphere like on Tuesday? I heard it was brilliant.
Yes, it was actually really good, aye. There was about, 20 away fans there as well or something like that. That was my mate anyway. Didn't know there was any away fans.
I hope they didn't bring the Ferenc virus with them.
Yay!
Managed to sneak it in again. Brilliant.
Well done, Chris. Well done. Right, so we're going to play for pies then. Now, we talked about it in the show earlier on, David, but Grado got to meet someone very special at the weekend when he was at Hospitality in Ibrox. He was stood in front of none other than his hero, Brian Loudrop, and he had some nice small talk to have with Brian Loudrop. So this week on the Player Profile Playoff, I thought we'd do famous Danes that played in the Scottish League.
Oh, that's good, John.
Right? Yeah, okay. So there's been quite a few.
I only know two.
I know two. I've got two.
I've got three.
I've got three.
Right, I've put in a couple of Rangers and Celtic ones in there. So
I've only got three.
Right, here we go. So heads, you're playing against Edo. Tails.
Why don't we all just play?
No, you can't. No, I've only got four options.
Sorry, I'm going to get them all right anyway.
Right, you're just playing heads. It's Edo. Tails. It's toe. All right.
Yeah, okay. I want to play.
And heads, it is Grado.
Yes, thank God.
Right. Playing against
thank
David.
God I don't know any Danish people.
All talk. Right, okay. Grado, what's your buzzer going to be?
I'm going to go for bacon.
Bacon.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
Oh, I see what you've done there. David, what's yours?
Love pack.
Sure, why not?
There we go. Fantastic.
I think it might be Norwegian, but we'll go with it.
the rules are very simple, boys. I want to read out a player. You buzz in when you think you know what the player is. If you do buzz in, however, and you get it wrong, play just continues with the other player, and it's the first to two that wins. Okay, ready, boys. The first player out. Oh. This midfielder was brought to Scotland from the club side AB in 2000 and spent 3 years in this country. He was signed by Sandy Clark after impressing during Roddy Grant's testimonial, joining his younger brother in Scotland. After St Johnstone were relegated from the Premier League, he moved back to Denmark with Ebjeberg.
Come on, fuck.
Right, come on.
Did he just play with St Johnstone?
Wait a minute,
David shouted.
Tommy Lovenkrantz.
It is Tommy Lovenkrantz.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Really done. Off the mark.
By the way, I wouldn't have got the first name.
Would you not have got it? No.
I got the second name, but I wouldn't have got the first name.
Well done.
I don't remember Lovenkrantz having a brother.
No. Played for St. John's for 3 seasons. Right. Okay. Next player out. Here we go, boys. Despite being signed for 3 years, this goalkeeper only ever made
Bacon.
Grado. I dived in, isn't he?
Is it Jesper Christensen?
It is Jesper Christensen. Well done, nice. Grado. Oh, pulled nice. That one out of the bag.
Come on, David. This is for us. This is for us. See right. If you get this right. Double the pies.
Here we go. Right. This player became the fifth ever Dane to sign for Celtic in 2010. He was brought in from Bromby for a fee in excess of $1 million.
Morten. Rasmussen.
Well done, David. Oh, spot bastard. On. Well played.
I'll tell you this now. I'd have been beat there.
No. What was your fourth one? Let's play a fourth one.
You got to play for the fourth one.
Can I play this one as well?
Why don't you put your pies on the line?
You
all or nothing.
See the face there.
He's not putting his pies on the line.
No, come on, let's do it. All or nothing, Biggin. Come on.
Right, okay. All these are in for us. Chris, what's your buzzer?
Denmark.
Right, okay, brilliant. Right, this man played in the Scottish Premier League and went on to win an English Premier League winner's medal. He was man of the match against Rangers and also saved a Craig Beattie penalty while on loan at Falkirk. He is currently...
Aiken!
Yes, and Dave was in first.
Oh, you're joking, I'm going to...
Nah, Dave was in first.
Casper Schmeichel?
It's Casper Schmeichel, well
Gredo,
done.
You need double house pies now.
Yeah, Gredo's got to double your pies for you. So
right, I'll be running half an hour, mate.
Send your bank details to us, Dave, and we'll get the £5 transferred or the £10 transferred for you, mate.
Brilliant. That was good, that.
Superb. Well done, David. You are this week's winner of the pies, courtesy of piesports.com.
It's now time for Gredo's Three Riddles on Football Day.
To another edition of Gredo's Three Riddles. The current scores are Chris Toll on 15. John McNally, producer John, is on 13. We have Shellsuit Bob on 6. And producer Ryan, who sometimes steps in now and again, played the game last week and he got 1. But I'm not really counting that one because Toll was doing the riddles and I'm the riddler. However, Toll has sadly had to leave the podcast. He's away dealing with something right now. And we are going to give John 2 of my riddles that I've gave. And we're going to give 1 for the listeners to guess next week. So I'm going to, okay, John. So
I like this.
It's just you. Mm-hmm, yep. Right.
A chance to catch up.
Right. Okay. First riddle. Right. On tonight's episode of Coronation Street, the owner of the roll shop has the longest serving cast member for his dinner.
For his dinner. Roy.
Stephanie's in the background. See if she can try and guess it. Oh, no, she wouldn't know the football player.
Roy.
On tonight's episode of Coronation Street, the owner of the roll shop has the longest serving cast member for his dinner.
Roy. The longest serving cast member is Ken Barlow.
Right.
Roy Keane.
No, close, but you're very, very close. Think about it.
Roy. And he has a long... Roy Barlow. I don't know anyone.
He's had him for his dinner. So what has he done?
Roy Barlow? Who's Roy Barlow? There's no even football team. Roy, is it Barlow or Ken? What way am I going down here?
John, you're actually saying it. You're annoying me now.
Roy Ken.
What are you missing out?
What am I missing out? The tea bit. The bit about the tea.
No, what's he doing? He's eating them.
Munchkin. Munchkin.
Come on, John.
Roy Eatkin. Roy Aitken!
You're fucking blowing!
I shouldn't get the point for that one.
Nobody's getting the points for that. I'm saying that, right?
No.
It was Roy Aitken. Right, okay. Second.
That's brilliant.
Going a workout with a tin of soup.
Workout gym. Going to work out gym with tennis suit. Jim Baxter.
There you go, John.
Yes,
well done.
I'm having
John.
That
point
one.
For John. And obviously, while we're pre-recording the final riddle with Crystal, and Crystal had to go, so we're going to put this out to the listeners. And here is the listeners' chance to try and get a point here. And the riddle is phoning one of the Spice Girls whilst banging something. Phoning one of the Spice Girls whilst banging something. This is going to hang out, John, until he might wake up in the middle of the night. Who knows? But I'm not telling him. He needs to have a long think about who this could be. Phoning one of the Spice Girls whilst banging something.
Right, well, I tell you what, we'll put that on the Football Daft Twitter. So check it out, Football Daft Pod. And if you can get a listener point, we'll put you on the scoreboard as well. So if you want your name and immortality on the Gredo's Three Riddles scoreboard, give us that riddle once more, Gredo.
Okay, phoning one of the Spice Girls whilst banging something.
First person to get a reply into Football Daft Twitter wins the point and gets immortality on Gredo's Three Riddles.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
It is time once again for the El Dorado Swanky Moment of the Week. Remember, ask for LD at any swanky bar. It's easy to drink, short and fruity, just like Chris. And it's finished that little trace of caffeine. It is very, very nice. Available at your local convenience store, and you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, El Dorado Tonic Wine, or check them out, eldoradotonicwine.com. So to celebrate the swanky taste of El Dorado on the show, we pick out a swanky moment from Scottish football and leave you to vote on it on Twitter at footballdaftpod. Right, now, last week, Chris, me or Grado weren't here, but there was only one swanky moment last week, and that was Scott McTominay's last-minute winner against Israel. But it was undecided what part of the body it came off. Is this true?
Yes.
So, the results, you all decided between the three of you last week, you, Ryan, and Stephen, decided to put up the following. The knee, the thigh, the chest, or his willy? So, this is how the vote worked out in the end. With 2% in last place, people said it was his knee. With 3% falling closely behind, it was his thigh. 10% went to the chest, but a whopping 85% say that Scott McTominay's willy is the El Dorado Swanky Moment of the Week. So congratulations to Scott McTominay's willy, Swanky Moment of the Week. I don't know if it came off his willy, though.
Scott McTominay truly is a swanker.
He is. I look like the thigh to me, but listen...
His Bobby might be halfway down his thigh. We've never seen it.
That is true. The people have voted on Scott McTominay's willy, so you can celebrate that victory, Scott McTominay's willy. So, boys, let's move on to our El Dorado Swanky Moment of the Week for this week. What will it be? Chris Toll, what is your Swanky Moment of the Week?
See, I'm veering away for Celtic. So, this week I'm going to go for a crossover between Hollywood and the SPFL, where Brian Cox's Succession, anybody that watches the show knows that his family bought him Hearts in the show, whereas he's really a Hibs fan on the show. Hearts have only went and released a jersey sponsored by the company in the show now called Royco, and it's all for charity. So for me, this week's Swanky Moment of the Week is Hollywood sponsoring Hearts.
There you go. I've not seen Succession. I hear very good things about it. Apparently it's really, really good, so I need to check that out. But that's amazing, like Hibs and Hearts getting mentioned. Kilmarnock even got a mention on it as well. If you'll see the clip, Kilmarnock get a mention on it as well.
You hear quite a lot of Scottish clubs getting mentioned in Hollywood shows. I think it's Celtic got a mention in Lost, didn't they? And Cracker as well. Well, that's not a Hollywood show, but you never hear like fucking Azerbaijani teams or anything like that. It always seems to be Scottish teams.
Have we ever done remember Luke, Kevin and Perry go lads when they come out the airport, it'd be for somebody wanting by with a Rangers tap on. Have we ever done that on a show, times when you've seen Rangers or your team on the telly? Because there's loads of wee things like that.
There's
a Japanese, what's that?
Celica on the telly all the time, mate. I was watching them the other day.
Aye, but you know what I mean? So there's a Japanese big Instagram guy who does music videos, and he's got like 50-odd million followers, and he released a music video a couple of weeks ago, and he's wearing the Rangers away tap for 2003-2004. Aye, NTL, home broadband on it, red, white, and blue.
That's a big hang over there in Japan. Quite a lot of the Far East, actually, Korea and stuff like that. There was a Korean band, a Korean boy band, and they were all wearing old football taps, like the old Man United one, and one of them had an old Celtic away on. Just imagine a boy's own video where they're all doing their mad dancing and all that. But they're doing it in old football jerseys. I'll need to send it to you, Grado, because...
That must be kind of related to that, mate. I'm saying Japanese. I do beg my pardon. It's classic Rangers shirt shows up in a K-pop, Korean pop.
K-pop,
BTS and all that. Massive.
Over there. I actually think it might have been BTS.
BTS, biggest boy band in the world, the biggest band in the world at the moment, BTS, massive. And obviously, it's done a song with Coldplay as well. There you go.
I've obviously no Hell Charlie and the boys.
Grado, have you got a swanky moment for us?
Yeah, I can't think about anything swanky. I've watched a few games of this week, to be honest. I'm going to go for, just because, I don't know, I was watching the Newcastle game and somebody collapsed in the stone.
Yeah.
You were a wee bit panicking.
I was a bit panicking, because my feather doesn't keep too well, and I was phoning my dad because I thought it was him. Anyway, that's no way it is the reason why I'm doing it. It's just because that it was good to see somebody in the crowd alert a steward, who then alerted the referee, and the way it was conducted, just to make sure. Yeah. And then, even as you see, John, you were kind of ripping the piss out of John Olin at half time, getting away hap advice, but it was good to see, man, because it's a big thing, man. The old defibrillators.
Remember, Ginola had a heart attack a couple
of
years ago.
Yeah, it was a really good. To be fair to Sky, you know, they didn't shy away from it. They didn't show any pictures, and to be fair to them, they went back to the studio and David Ginola, I was sitting ripping the piss out. It was like three footballers talking about fucking heart attack. But he medical was brilliant. Advice. He was brilliant.
But see the point that he was making about how, like, if you have a heart attack, you've got a 6% chance of living. But if you get like a defibrillator, it goes up to like 70-odd% if you get it within so many minutes. So it did highlight that.
Highlight the player. It was a player that raised the alarm. It was actually a player on the pitch.
It was Eric Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
Regulon as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And shout out to Dr. Tom Pritchard, which wrestling fans will get a wee giggle out of that. Dr. Tom Pritchard was the doctor who went earlier and helped with the poor fella, and apparently he's making good progress. So my swanky moment of the week goes to, I don't know if it goes to Newcastle.
Dr. Tom. Go, Dr. Tom.
For you.
Involved so well.
For Dr. Tom.
I'm going to put a nomination in, and it has to be Chris Boyd. I was sitting on the couch watching soccer Saturday because I couldn't make it to the football. And like goes to, you know, the usual thing of soccer Saturday, 89 minutes, flashes to Ibrox, there's Chris Boyd. Smile. Aye. Smiling away, and he starts ripping the piss out of Jeff Stelling. I didn't get, it was a bit of an in-joke, but Chris Boyd was ripping the piss out of Jeff Stelling. Stelling's like, very good, Chris, kind of fuck it away. Then 2 minutes later, it flashes back to Ibrox after fucking him ripping the piss out of Stelling. Stelling goes, how's it going at Ibrox, Chris? Face like thunder, do you know what I mean? I mean, Chris Boyd, he's got, for all you can mock it, he's got a great smile, has Chris Boyd. But
when you played in Turkey.
But I just thought it was funny. It was really a good laugh. And I mean, I know it was wasn't a great result for Rangers, Grado, but that floated my boat. I thought it was very, very funny.
He's things like that, man. He must go up the road and go, bastard, man.
But you know what? It's always going to come back to bite you in the arse at some point, isn't
it? It is.
But he took it. So,
there we go. That's our three nominations. And this week's listener nomination comes from Martin. And he is nominating, now this is probably one of the best passes I've seen in a long time, was Jota's ball to Kyogo against Ferencvaros. Swanky as fuck, he said. I don't know if you saw that, Grado, the goal for the Celtic scored.
I did see it. It was a classic pass. Lovely pass.
Do you know what? Do you know, it puts me in mind of Pogba's ball in the World Cup final.
Aye.
Obviously, more important.
But no, what a ball it was. So that's the listeners' nomination for this week. Jota's pass for Kyogo. So what is your swanky moment of the week to be? Get voting now.
By the way, there's no Rangers ones.
Oh, there's no Rangers one this week. So what are you going to go over? Are you going to vote for Crystals? Which was?
Hearts in Hollywood.
Are you going to vote for Grado's, which was?
Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Are you going to vote for mine, which was Chris Boyd's disappointment? Or is it going to be the listeners this week? It's Jota's pass to Kyogo. You can vote.
I know which one I'm voting for.
You know what? By the way, you make a good point, but maybe we should try and avoid having old fun ones in it just to speak up a wee bit.
That's a good shout, actually. Rangers win out of the park every week.
So next, I don't think Chris Boyd's
disappointment. I'm starting to play this podcast before the games at Ibrox, by the way.
So what are you voting for your swanky moment of the week? You can check it out on our Twitter at Football Daft Pod. Get voting there. And remember, guys, get some Eldorado tonic wine in your life. Scotland,
get it,
Dunya. Get it, Dunya. Because it's class. Scotland's own is now Football Daft.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
Right, guys, you can get more content from us at Football Daft, and it's dead easy. You just hit up Patreon and you go there and you hit up patreon.com/footballdaft. It's a service that will give you, we've got various tiers, and you can see, get everything from the video version of the show to the video version of Rangers and Celtic Daft. We've got all our teammates up there. You also get the chance to get a t-shirt, chance to come into the studio, chance to get a cameo from the boys. Check out our tiers. You can do that at patreon.com/footballdaft and get more content from us. I did mention you can get the teammates up there. We've done it with all our guests that have been on the show, asking them questions like, you know, who's the biggest shagger? Who's the best player you played with? All that sort of stuff. You can check all that. But I want to give you a taster of that on the show with some of our former guests. And this week, it is one of the journeymen of Scottish football. He played for Falkirk, Hibs, Brechin, Airdrie, St Mirren, Stirling Albion, and he's currently at Stranraer. It's Daryl Duffy.
Worst dressed.
Oh, got a list. Trying to think who would be top of the list.
Must be hard when you've played with 15,000 other players, mate.
Exactly. That doesn't help either. To not end up with so many more than most other people would have. Try and pick a Scottish person if I can. God. We'll go with Kyle Wilkie, boy at Airdrie. He's going to be fuming that I picked him. Kyle Wilkie. he was with me at Airdrie. I'm still good mates with him now, so I'll pick him.
What does he wear? Bootcut jeans and all that?
Oh, he always refers to himself as a Jew, so he just dresses like a Jew.
Jew?
I've got a pure picture of a footballer dressed like Larry David.
Larry David! Suit jacket and all that in the bag.
Suit jacket with a jumper under it.
Brilliant, man. Brilliant.
Moniest.
Everybody. Jesus. Take your pick. I'll go away with somebody in Oundstrom. Where I am just now. Boy Scott Robertson. I was with him at Airdrie as well. And moans at everybody and anybody. And got a booking last night because he was constantly on at a ref as well. So, easy. Robbo, Scott Robertson.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
I played with Bale Akinfenwa, strongest man in FIFA. So,
did you?
Have to pick him, eh? Strongest man in FIFA. Mm-hmm. So, can't go wrong with a bit of power on your side.
Best looking?
There's a few that fancy themselves in this category. A lot that would fancy themselves. There's a guy, Tom Williams, again at Swansea. I'll go with him because he was dead smart, like dressed on dead smart and that all the time as well. So go with Tom Williams.
Teacher's pet.
Lovely guy, so I'm going to put that in straight away, get a good positive in straight away. But big Sean Crichton at Airdrie. Nice. Like, just, loves it. He's getting into coaching and that as well. And he's going to be a good coach, but loves being in tight with the management staff and all that. big Sean.
Brilliant. What'd you say there, Grado?
Is he a grass?
No, he's not grass. He likes being dead close with the manager.
He's probably
like,
grass
in the captain and all that, so
big
Sean.
Fuck him, man.
Brilliant. Grado's saying fuck him. He's getting into the grass now.
Who never gets the round in?
It's a good one, actually. This is quite a good one because Scottish guys aren't too bad, actually, most of them.
Daryl, the thing is, if you don't know the answer, it's you, mate.
It's you.
No, that's not the case. That's a lot of rubbish. who will I go with? I'll go with Sean McIntosh, boy called Shifty. Just because he'll hate that answer. He'll hate that I've picked him. So that's the best one to pick.
Shifty doesn't get the beers in, man. Shifty's,
no, tight ass.
Shifty's tight, man.
Fuck him, man. Fuck Shifty.
Biggest BAM up merchant.
A boy at Stranraer's always in the thicket now as well. He's called Scouse for obvious reasons. He's called Adam Cummins. Right. To Liverpool, obviously. Typical Scouser, just in amongst everything. Wee comments here and there, stirring things up with his big wooden spoon. Aye. All the time. So, easily right. Him.
Top shagger.
Rooney Payton, Irish boy, single, solid. Aye. 6 out of 10.
Aye.
But I think he is. Don't give him it.
Best you've played with?
Easily Russell Lappy when I was at Falkirk.
Oh, we've had that before, man. Folk definitely say that, didn't they?
Russell Lappy's been named a few times, actually.
Absolute genius. Genius. Aye. 3-4 men about him, he would just say, "Give me the ball, give me the ball." And I was always like, "Give me the ball, 3-4 men are about you." And you'd give him it, and he would keep it. He'd keep it. Just incredible. Like, I think if it wasn't for his part of your lifestyle and being a top shagger himself, he would have been
a few people have also said that
loved his bevy and his fags and going out. So if it was, I want to genuinely believe that if it wasn't for that, it could have been one of the best in the world.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
So hey, that's it for this week's Football Daft. We started off with 4, we're down to 2 now, just me and Grado left. If you want to see the video version, you can do that, sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft, where you also get the chance to be a pundit on our Rangers and Celtic Daft podcast, which go out on a Monday for any Old Firm supporter out there. We're recording this on a Thursday afternoon ahead of Rangers game against Bromby. Grado, how do you think it's going to go?
I never like being asked when I know that people are going to listen to it after the result. So I'm going to say I'm hoping that it'll be 1-0. Morelos to score to finally get his 100th goal. He's on 99. Gerrard says he's going to get all the strikers involved at one point tonight. So hopefully Morelos has got the... He's been got himself G'd up after the gaffer.
Do you think he'll start though? Do you think he'll stay as well in Europe, but do you think he'll no go with Ruth?
I think he's got, I don't know. But I'm just thinking, because he's maybe said that at the press conference, he might think, right, you right, go out and prove me wrong here.
Yeah. Looking forward to the football weekend, which we'll obviously be talking about in next week's show. Some tasty fixtures. Aberdeen versus Hibs is the one that's standing out for me, 3 o'clock on Saturday. I tell you, an arse cracker, two teams going really well this season. Dundee United Motherwell is on this weekend as well. So
ideal. And by the way, St Mirren Park's not going to be easy for us to go to as well. Who's Celtic playing the weekend?
Celtic have got St Johnstone at home.
Okay.
Yeah, St Johnstone are having a kind of up and down season as well. And Hearts, obviously, are big contenders at the moment, only 1 point off Rangers. Grado, I've got Dundee at home, so it should probably be 3 points for them. But you never know. Lee Griffiths wanted to do one over Hearts, being a heavy. So you'll wait and see with that. And Ross County versus Livingston, a very, very interesting game at the bottom of the table. So a lot of interesting games on this weekend. We'll be talking about them all next week on Football Daft. Like I say, if you want more content, head to patreon.com/footballdaft. Get reviewing us on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love those 5-star reviews to come on. I think we're at 4.3 at the moment. So
how far was it, 5 stars?
Oh, that's Wrestling Daft's 5 stars.
It's all right.
Football Daft. Oh, where's you and Cameron gone to? Where's you? He's not been on since fucking episode 20. We're 115 episodes in. Jesus, get that's over funny, it, guys. That's he was funny. On last week. But please follow us on socials. Get all the chat on there. Football Daft Pod, Football Daft Podcast on Instagram, and search for Football Daft on Facebook. Well, you've got a catchphrase, Grado. Just say it, because
it's yourself.
There we go. That'll do us. Up the road.
Audio Frontier.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Toyota salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.